discipline in life is a must to have an order in life. Disorder leads to unhappiness, chaos in life. Discipline in life is for bringing happiness, joy in life. Without discipline, through the disorder in life, source of unhappiness and grief. In this order, discipline is called as Yama. In our scriptures, they talk about the Lord of Death also is called as Yama. Yama is the one, death is inevitable. Whether you are a saint or a sinner, it's a rich person or a pauper, a brilliant person, high intelligence, or the dull person, death is inevitable. Death is inevitable, and the Yama's capital city is called as Samyamani, Samyamanipura. Samyama, it is talking about Samyama means one who has a discipline in life. Samyama means Saumya Yama. The death won't trouble them, those who have discipline in life. Discipline requires routine. You need a routine. Every day you have to follow that one. Routine, discipline, lead a restrained life. Leading to that one, you won't be troubled by death. Otherwise, Yama, the trouble of thought of Yama, people get scared. They can't live peacefully. The Yama, the principles of yoga, it is in yoga, the first limb of yoga, Yama, talks about the five branches in Yama. Yama has stands on five limbs: Ahimsa, Satya, Asteya, Brahmacharya, Aparigraha. Aparigraha means minimize your needs in your life. Minimize your needs, personal needs. Minimize, then if you are leading a life only for pampering yourself, there is no joy. Yama's problem, Yama, when the time of death, you will be very scared to abandon. Minimize your personal requirement. It is aparigraha. To minimize. How can I minimize? I can minimize only when I have higher things in my life. When I have higher aspirations in my life, higher goals in life, I won't get sucked into the accumulating. I'm accumulating everything. I feel I get joy in seeing another zero in my bank account. So that person has no higher aspiration. When you have the higher aspiration in your life, that you won't be hoarding in your life. Brahmacharya can happen when you are not interested in things what is not belonging to you. And Samyama, I want Yama to be Saumya to me. I should not eye on things doesn't belong to me. Asteya should be there. In my walking track, I was observing in one of the properties, a branch of cherry branch was hanging out. It had lot of cherries. It was for a few days. It was brown. It's a yellowish in color, then a bit reddish in color. And I was observing. The birds were not at all interested. They are not interested in getting that one. They waited until it was ripe. Whereas humans, if you see something, the birds did not pluck it and put it in their nest, just in case other birds pluck. We want to grab it. I want to grab it just in case. I want to put it in my place just before other sees. That pranis, that animals, they observe asteya. When the time is right, they have full trust in God. God will provide me. It was until fully ripe, fully reddish, birds came onto that one. So, asteya. It is talking about asteya should be there. And another one is satya, the truth. We should have eyes for seeking the truth, the meaning of life. What is the meaning of life? Should I lead a life like anyone, or should I find a meaning? Satya. Satya, and satya can come in the ahimsa. Ahimsa, ahimsa, when the ahimsa is there, when my life is not a burden for myself, and when I am established in ahimsa, all the other, it gives a opportunity for in me for the blossoming of satya. It gives an opportunity for asteya, brahmacharya, aparigraha. We want to grab everything. Asteya, one person was saying that he is nearly 60. He was talking about, I don't want to be called as a middle class person. I want to be regarded as a high class person. I want to make money. It is our standard of living won't go up by having more money. It is talking about your standard of living will be, it won't be increased by raising the height of your ceiling. It won't be increased by having many floors on your house. The standard of living can be raised only through lofty thinking. Standard of living can be increased only in the company of wise people. Leading an ordinary life, thinking that I'm a middle class person in the 60, in the person nearly 60 talking about, I want to be higher class, high class. These are our thinking ability has deteriorated. We don't know what is the purpose of life. The thinking ability has deteriorated. The Patanjali, he talks about you, the ahimsa, you need three things in your life for finding the purpose in life. He talks about dharana, dhyana, and samadhi. Dharana, desha bandha chittasya dharana. Patanjali talks about you need to have a focus in life. Yama, inevitable death is at my back. At my back, desha bandha, wherever you go, desha bandha, you are focused on what you are doing. Desha bandha chittasya dharana is a dharana, focused in life. In tatra pratyak ekatanayata dhyana. Ekatanayata, so focused. I know messenger of death is behind me. I know my messenger of death is behind me. In Shankaracharya story comes, he was always remembering. Why we are still remembering him? He knew my death is behind me. Pratyak ekatanayata, so focused. So ekatanayata dhyana. Then he is talking about the samadhi, tadeva artamatra nirbhasam swarupa shunyaha eva samadhi. Not to get bogged down with the outer covering. Outer covering, people may be talking so many things. Look for the inner content. Not to get carried away by the outer wrapping. For me, inner, what matters is the innermost message. Innermost message matters. Wrapping all the masters, from across the world, they are talking about, they talk from their innermost. But as the days progress, put on the wrapping. Wrapping is so big, I forgotten what is there in that one. Artha matra nirbhasam and swarupa shunyaha. From within the samadhi, when whatever I experience in samadhi, it cannot mislead me. It cannot mislead me. Whatever I hear, get understanding from outside, it can easily distract me. Distract me. And we embarked on the project. We made a sankalpa to have a center for our next generation to test my intensity, and group of people came about to derail my project. They, one person said he had a dream of seeing a big Shiva temple, bigger than Isha Foundation. He wants to build, and he accumulated, collected group of people, telling them, group of people, what do you do with the yoga center? Make money. Invest here, double, triple, five times. You don't have to be middle class. You become high class. Double. It's doubling is called, in Telugu, it's called as double. Only money. So focused. Now their project, Shiva has gone into the small. Now one person was saying that, I smell money, I eat money, I drink money, I don't care where the money comes from, I want money, whether temple is there or not. Now the syndicates have become sniffing the money. Shiva means pure. Purity has gone. Ashiva has come. So, what is we? Yama is behind us. What we are doing? We don't know what we are doing. So, in Mahabharata's message, sattvic thinking. Yesterday I talked about any project, you need a guru in front to guide you. We don't know, for me, guru is only money. I want to make money. So, for them, yama, it is not samyama, it is a very cruel yama appears. For the sattvic people, yama becomes samyama. Samyama, tatra, trayam ekatra samyama. Patanjali talks about what is samyama when dharana, dhyana and samadhi, when they come together, yama becomes very kind to you, very gentle to you. We need samyama. Samyama, that tatra, trayam ekatra samyama. You need dharana. You understand behind, before you, your packaging drops, attain something extraordinary. Leave beyond your packaging. Dharana, dhyana and samadhi. Patanjali gives a message for all of us. How to stay focused. That is the message of Bhagavad Gita. Message of Mahabharata. Lie down on...